It's the life lab.
Yeah.
Mega mind, building mega bodies.
Life lab.
Your host, Jace, Lex. We the lab crew. Come chill with Jason Lex, the Life Lab crew, motivating, educating, and empowering you to discover change with the mixed components of two physical, emotional, and spiritual breakthroughs in the Life Lab, where we keep it 100, spitting the truth, teaching elements of success, and it's all about you.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? What up, what up, what up, what up? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Awesome. Really cool. Glad you can hear me. Trying to get you on the loudspeakers here, man, so the folks on the that's not here can hear us.
I'll be sure to be loud and clear. How's that?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You are talking really loud and clear. So, you all are tuning in, excited about that, to the Life Lab. I'm your host, Jace.
I am Lex.
And that's Lex. He is Lex. So, we're talking sacred summer. What's on your plate? Really, really excited about this, for sure. So, we should just go ahead and do our check-in, Monday check-in. So you want to go ahead and get started?
Oh, I think I'm going to let that birthday boy go first.
No. Okay. For those who are listening in, my birthday is coming up. It's on this coming Saturday, the 15th. Excited about that. My money.
Cancer in the house.
I am a Cancer. Cancer in the house. Really excited. My Monday, you know, it's funny because I never really talk about my Monday. I always go back to the weekend because the weekend is where I live and it'd be exciting and things happen. So I'm going to take y'all back to my weekend. So this weekend, I had an amazing weekend with my lady. She surprised me with a cool little party. We went to one of them silent R&B parties. So that was really dope. Got a chance to groove to some 90s music and all that good stuff and have a good time, man. So that was really fun. And it was a surprise to kick off our birthdays because her and I both our birthdays are this month. And then I went to a bomb, when I tell y'all, a bomb concert. Sidewalk Chalk, Mikael DeVell, I hope I got his name right, and a Kenya. So my homegirl is a Kenya. She opened right before Sidewalk Chalk. They're from Chicago, man. Lots of love with them. They put on an amazing, amazing show. What's up, man? So I was just fired up. We had a great weekend just doing that. Music and grooves. It was great. It was great. So if you haven't listened to Sidewalk Chalk's new album, I'm plugging it right now. Go ahead, get it, iTunes. I think it's on iTunes. It's probably Spotify. You can get it there. But definitely figure it out if y'all haven't. So that was that. And Mondays are Mondays. I mean, we're in summer. I work for a nonprofit. There is no slowdown time. I'm busy always. That's what's happening.
I guess you're probably even more busy now with the kids being out of school, huh?
You know, it's so crazy. It seems like it with the young people being out that I'm definitely things are kicking up a notch. Yeah, the kids are out. It's busy.
Well, it sounds like you had an amazing weekend. And I saw some of your pictures from the silent R&B party, and I had definitely heard of these, you know, where you're wearing the headphones. But when I clicked on your video, it wasn't silent at all. Everyone was singing all the words.
Yes, yes. Did you can you hear me good right now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, very good, because I just did something weird with the speaker. So the crazy part about it, man, was because people were on certain channels, it was like 40, 50 people singing the same song. So it was really cool because although they were listening in their headphones, there was no overhead music. It was just whatever was going on in the headphone, and folks was just having a great time. So it was really cool. And I think so me and my lady were both dry. And so at first I was like, man, are people going to be drinking? What am I going to expect here? And I will tell you that people were just enjoying the music so much that the bars were empty. Folks weren't really drinking. They just were being in community and just having a good time dancing, man. So it was a great night.
That's awesome. Yeah, I had a good weekend, too. My Monday, you know, my Mondays are work, 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 you know. That Rihanna is my theme song every Monday. But yesterday I had my first barbecue of the summer, and that was a lot of fun. Yeah, me and my boo had our first barbecue together as a host, so that was cute. You know, you learn a lot about each other when you host something together, and we learned that we compliment each other in excellent ways, so that was good. I was glad to learn that. He's good with, you know, I'm going to cook the food and do the utilitarian and make sure all the things are happening. And I'm temperature check, making sure everybody's comfortable and having a good time. And it was a lot of fun. It was good to be outside, and it wasn't too hot. And, of course, we had some delicious food, which I am over the moon excited to talk about food.
Yeah.
Talking about food. Sacred Summers, what's on your plate here at the Life Lab?
Very cool.
I got nothing but food on the brain right now, y'all. So you're going to be just hearing lots from me. So.
And
before,
you know what?
What's that?
That's good. We're going to hear lots about food. We love to eat over here. We are eating people. Eating.
Yes.
So you said,
but we also want to hear from you guys and gals and people of all genders, what you're eating this summer, what you're eating for your body, because now is the season. What are you eating? So we want you to call in, or you can chat on the Facebook Live, and Jace will tell us what he's saying. You can call in to 646-478-4395. 646-478-4395. Call us. Tell us what you're eating. We want that recipe. We want, are you enjoying the strawberries? What are you doing? Tell us. We want to know.
Yes, we do. And it looks like we have someone already queued up in the chat room here. So a caller. So I guess we can go ahead and bring that caller in. Hello, who do we have on the line?
Hey, it's Melvin.
All right, Melvin. How's it going, boss?
It's going well. I'm glad to hear that you had an awesome silent R&B party. I wish I could have been there, but it sounds like it was really dope.
It is dope, and I'm going to go ahead and do another plug. Urban Feet is the organization that hosts it, and they host them all over the country. So I know you're in a hot town over there, hot Atlanta, so I'm sure they have some coming up. So I'll make sure I drop the link. They're on IG. I follow them there, and I follow them on the Facebook, and you can always find out what's popping. They even have this, what is it called? Silent yoga this weekend. I was thinking about doing it. So very cool, man. I'm so happy you called in. You are truly a foodie, bro. So I'm curious what's on your plate.
Well, this year I started gardening for the first time ever. So I've been eating things from my garden. I'm growing tomatoes, I'm growing basil, string beans, and onion and garlic. And I've been, these are really, and so when I had, like, my first tomato off of my plant, it was so amazing. I was like, why would I ever get a store-bought tomato again? Because the straight from the plant tomato tastes so good, like all that flavor.
Wow. Wow. Yeah,
it's such an incredible difference. Especially when you literally from your garden, there's it's just pure food deliciousness right into your mouth.
And
it's so fresh.
It was so
like
good.
Seconds off the vine.
And it just has so much flavor. And so one of my favorite things I make with my garden bounty is like a little salad. I make some tomatoes with some basil and some avocado from the store because I'm not growing avocado. And I mix it with some apple cider vinegar or some sea salt and olive oil. And sometimes I'll put in some fresh peaches in there, and it tastes really delicious.
That sounds amazing.
Because I'm definitely I like avocados myself, and actually had some for lunch today. But trying it with the peach definitely seems like a cool little mix there.
Yeah, you know, I was at the grocery store, and, you know, I'm in Georgia, which is like the land of peaches. And I was like, you know, I saw some peaches that were actually kind of soft at the store. I was like, ooh, these might be good. And then I thought, why not put them in my salad, you know? Because I used to make a peach caprese salad with peaches instead of tomatoes. But I think they go well, nice with the tomatoes and, you know, the apple cider vinegar and olive oil, you know. Just without the mozzarella cheese.
Oh, yeah. I got to stay away from that. So what seasonal food? Okay, so you told us a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit more about the seasonal foods and dishes that you are eating right now? Or some go-tos that you have?
Well, those are some go-tos I have right now, the string beans. I like to... I'm actually kind of eating differently right now because I'm doing the Whole 30. The Whole 30, for those of you who aren't familiar, is basically a lifestyle just eating whole foods for 30 straight days. And so I'm cutting out a lot of things. So for the past almost month at this point, I'm almost over, I've been eating just meats and fruits and vegetables and eggs. And I've been cutting down on meat because my doctor told me that my cholesterol is high, so I've been shying away from, like, red meat and pork, so it's mostly chicken. But I've been eating a lot of egg white omelets with veggies in them.
Cool.
Things like that. So, yeah.
How are you feeling with that after a month of doing that?
What'd you say, Lee? Lex?
How are you feeling after doing a month of that?
Actually, I feel pretty amazing. I've noticed that, so one of the things I had was, like, you know, this addiction to sugar. And so I noticed that after doing this after the first 2 weeks, I began to feel like I had a lot more energy. I would wake up and not feel like I want to go back to bed again. I would just feel, like, alert and ready for the day. And I enjoy that energy boost that I get without needing to resort to caffeine.
That's really cool. I might have to look it up. So, is there a plan, or do you know if there's a Whole 30 plan for people who are vegetarians? Because you were saying there was a lot of meat.
Right. So there is. Your only protein source is going to be eggs, and it's basically impossible for vegans because you have no protein sources that you can have on the plan. But for vegetarians, it just looks like eating a lot of eggs basically as your protein source. But basically, it's not about how much you eat because, you know, the Whole 30 is not just about what you can and can't have. It's about portions and about how you're eating. So it's about discouraging snacking and just sticking to straight, like, three meals a day and having your heaviest meal be your breakfast and your lightest one being your dinner. And it talks about how, like, your protein should be, like, no bigger than a fist, like your portion of protein should be no bigger than a fist. So you're not, like, you're eating tons of meat on it. You're just, you know, relying more on, you know, you're just cutting out a lot of things. And so I find that I'm more cautious about the protein that I'm taking, so I'm probably eating more protein.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I feel like I'm always looking for challenges and things to do as a vegetarian, and always curious about that with the sources of protein. I'm having weird relations with eggs right now, so I'm just like, oh no. Yeah. Well, Lex, did you have any final thoughts for Melvin before we move on?
Did you have anything else that you wanted to share with us, Melvin?
I do. I do, Lex. Funny that you should ask. I really love to cook, and thanks to Lex and a mutual friend named Andre, they inspired me to do a cooking channel on YouTube because I love cooking and I'm really gay, and so I'm going to do a brunch and booty shorts YouTube segment where I'm cooking brunch and booty shorts. The first episode will be launching by the end of the month, and you can look it up. My channel right now on YouTube is called It's Got to Be Groovy, so you can find me there and subscribe, and I'll be uploading cooking videos as well as other videos that talk about being black, queer, and trans, being a grad student, but definitely have a cooking segment that people might be interested in.
All right, so It's Got to Be Groovy.
It's Got to Be Groovy.
All right. Brunch and booty shorts. That is so cute. Yes.
We've got your theme song ready for you.
We should have held due.
Great.
It's really interesting. I was going to send you a photo because I had on some shorter shorts, and I was like, these are my booty shorts. But in reality, they're really not booty shorts. They're just shorter than I would wear. I was like, no one would like these. And then my partner was like, boy, those are not no booty shorts. Those are regular shorts.
You know, I would still like to see them, Chase.
Yeah, thank you, because I was just showing up a leg. Right. Okay, well, we're really excited about brunch and booty shorts on YouTube. You can find Melvin. It's Got to Be Groovy. We'll make sure as soon as we get the link that we'll post it with this video for future reference. Thank you so much for coming on and dropping some knowledge. There's nothing like having a garden and making your plate beautiful and finding more about the whole 30 plan. Looking forward to learning more about that. So thank you so much, Melvin.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
All right. We are just, I don't know which one I did. Okay. We are just moving right along. Really, really excited. We got a lot going on, y'all. So we're about to go to a quick commercial break and going to play some music for you. This young lady, her name is Akenya. She is from Chicago, or, you know, honestly, let me not get that wrong. She may not even be from here, but she currently resides here in Chicago. I heard her this weekend. Like I said, she opened up for Sidewalk Chalk. This is Absent Mindedness, and I hope you enjoy this tune.
Emotions manifesting in just my inner vision. When I try to reconnect in my breath, it's getting heavy. I bereave the hidden phrases that just can't seem to make their way into the forefront of my mind. I'm running out of time. I gotta find my way back to a linguistic type of tongue that's intact. And in fact, if I'm not on track, my rhythmic dialect will disturb our overture of love and words. If I could die, I'd remember the words I said. Yeah. with what's within my mind and it's slipping. I mean, there's no definition. I'm falling into submission. I'm back out, fading. Now I'm closer to knowing the words I was going for. Then I don't know where I'm stumbling. I'm uttering nonsense. Can't seem to live with God's mind. I was like, I'm not just a word about it. It's you and I falling apart in the black pit that stirs all of my forgotten words. If I could just remember the words, yeah.
So that was Akenya, Absent-Mindedness. Like I said, you can find her on SoundCloud. She's on all social media. And it'll either be Akenya, that's A-K-E-N-Y-A. You can do Akenya, it's her name, look her up. But also Akenya Music Group, like I said, on all this stuff. So hope you guys support Chicago's own. Love it. Man, so I'm going to time myself. I'm going to take a little less time because we're about back behind time. But we're talking about, for those who are joining us, Sacred Summers, What's on Your Plate. And Lex, can you hear me good?
Solid.
All right. Very cool. So I feel like, you know what I mean? Melvin said a lot of cool things. You know, when we're thinking about summertime, you know, having fresh is the way to go. And so I'm just going to talk a little about just a couple of points. I'm not going to go really deep with y'all because we want to keep the show going in the flow. But one of the things that you definitely need to do, make sure you're doing, is maximizing your nutrient-packed foods. And so when I think about what's on my plate, you know, what are the nutrients that I'm getting? And for me, being vegetarian, it's really important for me to have those fruits and vegetables. Love making things look colorful and beautiful. So including things like, you know, whole grains, of course, because it's important for me, for what I do, lean protein, whatever that looks like for you, some fruits and vegetables, keeping it colorful. There are certain seasons that things come out right now. So making sure that you're grabbing those fruits and vegetables for sure. Stick away from the dairy. I don't need it, but that's just me. Low fat dairy, and I eat less, like foods that are high in solid fats and added sugar and sodium. Like in the summertime, it's just really not, to me, ideal to have a lot of things that are high in sugar and a lot of fat. So I just kind of lean away from that or stay away from it. Energize your grains, man. You know, Melvin was talking about feeling energy, and that's so important. Like we have to feel like our body is getting the energy it needs from the food that we put in. And so the quickest energy source for a lot of people are those carbohydrates, you know. And so thinking about your breads and your pastas and your oatmeals and your cereals and your tortillas and things like that. But you just want to make sure that you're not having too much bleach products. But I think that you need to get what you need to get in your body so that you can have the energy that you need and just try to be mindful of what you're putting in. Power up with your protein. And you want those big muscles or little muscles or no muscles at all. You want to be lean. It doesn't really matter. You still need protein. So it's really important that protein is very essential for building and repairing muscle. As we age, y'all know I'm coming up with a B-day. I have other health things that I have to be mindful of. So just being, you know, having a well-rounded diet is super important. So choose those lean fats or lean proteins. That's low-fat cut items if you're a meat person, if you're eating red meat, if you're, you know, low-fat cut items for that. And I would say get your seafood in. You know, try to get your seafood in a couple of days a week. Try not to do the red meat all the time. Try to get your seafood in, and I think that's really great. And your quality protein sources are really going to be your plant-based foods too. So, like, just thinking about it, what does that mean? What does that look like for you? Mix it up. You have to have variety. Now, I'm a person that likes when I find a recipe and I'm into it, man, I stick to the same recipe. I'll eat the same thing over and over again. But we want to make sure you guys mix it up. You got to mix it up. So when you're mixing up the plant foods, variety is great. So choose those beans and those peas, pinto, black, white, split peas, red, chickpeas, hummus, I mean, all those things. I like to stay away from soy products. They don't really like me well, so I like to stay away from them. But if you're down with the soy, maybe take it to a little minimized for the soy. I'm also a big nut guy. That might sound weird. It probably did. But I enjoy the mixed nuts and the salted nuts. So, you know, just getting nuts and seeds. Sometimes it's a quick little snack, adding some little cranberries to the mix. Makes me feel really, really good. And I feel like I got some protein in there from those nuts. Vary your fruits and vegetables. We go back to it, back and forth. Vary your fruits and vegetables. So your body needs those nutrients. So eating a variety of colors, and that's what I talked about. Make your plate colorful. Make it colorful. Hey, if you don't like color to your plate, you need to add some more to it. So whatever that looks like for you, make sure that you're adding some color to your plate. And choose fresh over frozen. Now, I know that we're in an age where we're moving around and things sometimes are hard to keep going. But I want you to make sure that you choose fresh over frozen. All right. Where I get my recipes from? Is that what you want to know, Lex?
Yes. Tell the people how they get all this fresh food and color on their plate, how they do that. Give me a recipe.
Man. Goodness, y'all. So I got a couple of sources of resources that I use, and to be honest with y'all, it's nothing fancy because I'm a man of real tradition. My favorite place to go to find recipes is Pinterest. I have a healthy, or I think it's called I Eat Right or something. It's really corny or hood. But I like Pinterest. Pinterest is a great place to find easy, quick, fun recipes that you and your entire family can indulge in. I love that. That is my number one source for finding recipes. And to be honest with you, our president and CEO of E3 Radio, Anna Deshawn, is a foodie as well, and she has a bomb food board on Pinterest. So Anna Deshawn, you can find her and follow her board because her board is great, and she's always uploading really amazing recipes. Another thing I do is I'm a vegetarian, not quite vegan, but I subscribe to this Facebook group called I'm Vegan and I'm Black. That's right. I'm vegan and I'm Black. And so they are always posting really great things for those folks who are vegetarian or vegan. I love the board. There's always great recipes there. So that's another source for me. Weight Watchers has been my go-to for a very long time because I love their recipes and they're easy and they're quick and fun. I like fun. I want to make food that's fun. So I would say that. And if you're a guy and you subscribe to Men's Health, or you're a lady and you subscribe to Elle, or if you're a guy like me who likes reading Elle because I like the horoscopes, they also have great tips on healthy stuff that you can do online or in a magazine and book too. And to be honest with y'all, my mama the queen of recipes. Now, we eat differently, but I love my mom's food. I love my mom's food. Like, mom does a great job. My mom does a great job. Apparently, my brother wants to talk to me right now. But I got to go. And I just want to let y'all know that we are talking about healthy eating, and you guys are thebomb.com. Can't wait to hear what Lex has to say. Lex.
I just went ahead and found Anna Deshawn's Pinterest board and started following. And yes, she has some amazing. She has like three different cooking boards.
Her boards are great. They're great options.
Yes. So thank you for that. I'm already on top of it.
Yes.
Yes, and as we, you know, we came up with this topic as we were talking last week, as I was sharing with the good people that I have been experiencing a lot of health issues. And so over the last year, but especially the last couple months with my digestive system, it is doing all kinds of funky things. I was diagnosed with having a gallstone and a hiatal hernia. So I'm, you know, just been experiencing a lot of digestive problems, and the hardest part about that has been my relationship to food, because I'm a foodie, y'all. I love food. I love to eat. Anybody knows me knows that I'm either eating or drinking, or, you know, and it's like, oh, are you hungry? Oh, I could eat, you know. I love to eat, y'all. I love to eat. I love to cook. I love food. So when my digestive problems started happening, and that meant that I, every time I ate or I got sick, was very, it was hard physically, but it was also hard for me, like, spiritually and emotionally. I love food. And I became to the point where it was like I felt like I couldn't eat anything. I didn't want to eat. I was upset that I was hungry. I was like, I don't even want to eat food because it made me sick. And it was just, it was really frustrating. So once I started getting some diagnoses and kind of going down, oh, okay, maybe this is what's happening, I could do some research. And finally found out a lot about how I could eat to nurture my digestive tract instead of upsetting it. So just to share some nuggets of knowledge with y'all, because, you know, a lot of people experience IBS or irritable bowel syndrome or have acid reflux, and, you know, you might know, oh, okay, you can take some Toms or maybe avoid, like, fried foods or acidic foods, but really you can eat in a way that totally, you know, negates those systems and can set your digestive tract back on the right track. And one of those things that I strongly suggest is probiotics. So, you know, I hear about probiotics and this and that. Are you about to say something about probiotics?
No, you go ahead. You got that covered.
Oh, I'm now like a probiotic evangelist. I started taking probiotics about a month ago. And my life has changed. Oh, not even a month ago. It was like 2 weeks ago. I'm in my third week of probiotics. And right away, y'all, it was like my guts were like, thank you, Jesus, you know. And so, you know, there's a lot more information out there about probiotics than I can give you, you know, in a short time. But I'll just say basically in a nutshell, probiotics help your, you know, the natural bacteria, your guts are full of bacteria. And so you have good bacteria and bad bacteria. And what can happen is your digestive tract gets full of the bad bacteria, and it totally disrupts your entire, like, inner ecosystem. And it can, you know, make you tired and gain weight or lose weight or, you know, all kinds of horrible symptoms, have abdominal pain, all these things. And so I started taking probiotics to increase the good bacteria in my stomach. And, you know, that with a serious diet change right away, I had already been not eating fried foods, but now I completely eliminated oil from my diet. I completely eliminated processed sugars. I completely eliminated wheat and no process anything. So kind of what
Melvin
was talking about with the Whole 30, where I'm only eating whole foods. I'm only eating whole vegetables, whole fruits, and whole grains, and that's it. So, and I, because of protein, I had to start eating eggs, but I'm doing local farm eggs, being thankful that I'm in Kentucky. It's easy to get. So I'm doing that. But, oh, my God, y'all, just eliminating all that. I felt the best I have in months. And, you know, it's like, oh, okay, this is great. I finally figured it out. I know what is going to help me relieve these symptoms while I'm figuring out treatments. But then it's like, okay, but everything delicious has oil, weed, and sugar.
Oh, that's the
so
struggle.
So what do I eat? What do I eat? So I have been, you know, embraced the eggs. You know, I haven't quite, I don't know how to cook with eggs, y'all. I had to YouTube it. You know, I didn't even know. Because I've been a vegan for like 15 years, so I had to just figure it out. But it's okay. They're all right. I'm okay. And I made a quiche. It was actually delicious. It tasted like the tofu quiche that I have always made. So, but one of the things that I'm also eating is a lot of fermented food. So I'm eating kimchi, sauerkraut, a lot of apple cider vinegar, and things like that to kind of also help my digestive tract. And so I'm finding ways to add that into my diet. So I made a cultured cashew cheese. So it's super easy. You soak cashews for a couple of hours, or you can do it overnight, depending on how much of it or how different of a process you want to use. And then you blend those with some lemon, apple cider vinegar, and a little salt. And I put nutritional yeast in mine just for some extra B12. And then you soak it in a cheesecloth and let the water drain out. And then you have this, like, super delicious, highly nutritious, like, cashew cheese that you can use for so many different things. I use it just on crackers. Or, like, I started also making my own flaxseed crackers, which sounds complicated, but is actually super easy. It's just flaxseed meal, some flaxseeds, any kind of seeds you want to add. I add pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, some sea salt and pepper. Mix 2 cups of that with a cup of water, spread it out onto a baking sheet, and then bake it for 20 minutes, and you got crackers, y'all. It's, like, so easy.
So
and
dope.
These are the kind of crackers that are, like, $7 at the grocery store, you know.
I need that recipe.
I just gave it to you. $3.75, 20 minutes.
Thank you.
So those are some quick things, and just also putting, you know, eating it fresh. I mean, making, and what I've also been doing is just like roasting veggies. You can roast them without oil. Just put sea salt, pepper in the oven, and then I've been eating that on salad or mixing it into, like I said, the quiche or different things. Just having things prepped, because that's my biggest struggle right now, is that I really can't eat anything that is prepackaged or at a restaurant. I am cooking or preparing every single thing that I'm eating. So I have to, you know, prep, and just once I say prep to have things in the refrigerator, it doesn't feel so stressful and questioning what I'm going to eat. It's like, oh, it's a go-to. I've got it. It's right there. I have my snacks. I got my, you know, my fruit. I've got my kale salad. I've got, you know, everything that I need is right there. So that's been helping me the most to stay on this, like, healthy track. And like Melvin said, I feel better than I have in so long. I wake up, tons of energy. I've cut out caffeine, and I still feel great. I was feeling super sick, totally sleeping a lot, naps every day, abdominal pain, all kinds of things after I ate, and none of that, y'all. And it's like, it feels like magic. It feels like magic. And, you know, even just thinking about reducing the sugar and wheat and the processed foods in your diet, just try it for a week, honestly. Just try it for a week. You can still eat berries. I still eat maple syrup. I still have, you know, quinoa and rice and, you know, all the vegetables. You can eat so much, and you can really taste it, too. It's just, and the way that I feel, it's hard to describe. I just got to say, try it for a week, see how you feel, and try to, you know, even if you can't do it all the time, just try to do it one or two days and just reducing that, because that the carbs and the sugar are what feed that bad bacteria in your stomach. So the
right.
less you eat of that, the more good bacteria you're going to have. It's going to make you feel amazing.
That's really awesome. You said a lot. You shared a lot. We're really excited about the recipes, for sure. We're going to take a quite little commercial break. Are you good with that?
Oh, I need some tunes. I got to dance it out.
We're going to dance it out, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. So this next one is by another Chicago artist. Her name is No Name. You probably heard of her, and if you haven't, shame on you. Shame on you. And this one is featuring Saba, Simi, all Chicago people, and Folix. I probably messed up all their names, and I'm really bad at that. But this is called Shadow Man. Check us out.
How did you see me? How did you love me?
What's up, y'all?
How do you remember me? I'm a romantic nightingale. I hope the darkness keeps you well. When I can't fall asleep at night, I blindly talk myself to fight. Oh, shadow man, shadow boss, please keep your hands up. And if you get knocked down, don't forget to stand up. Bless the night again, darkness keep you well. Bless the night again, darkness keep you well.
Shadow man, shadow box, dance in the dark with me. This resurrected agony, this apathy for caskets. Everything I ever loved, I lost in the magic. I claimed by the river, my body delivered. When I die, it's 27 rappers at my funeral. Moses wrote my name in gold and Kanye did the eulogy. Remember all the bashfulness, understand the truancy. Yeah, I stand in front of a college dropout. But her music was a church when your spirit hopped out. Met a gypsy in the lane, she reading my palm tree. Mysterious situation like kissing the concrete. I eat getting money, I be close to heaven. Baby, claim he love me, hold me down forever. I never should have bought this halo. He waiting for me at his table. My funeral with Disney fable, cause the king about to take me home.
Preach church, tabernacle, Tallahassee sunshine. Southern is my bloodline, we know it'll come time to go. And though I leave like alumni, I'm lying like a lullaby and quiet like my tongue tight alone. Bury me in satin, tell the pastors, say the fascists, same class with you, first row. If ashes turn to ashes, then I'm back in my first form with a dust storm, with a corn and coat. Morbid or late, Lord give, Lord take. Viva la morte, mortal man. Less love, more hate, more like mortician. We meet our fate, funeral home looking like a home that I used to live in. You wasn't supposed to go so soon, I took it for granted. Maybe we'll meet the next life, maybe another planet. Open my soul, but then it'll end with an open casket. Tippy toe on a tightrope. Leaning on green, every go be a dice roll. I'm feeling the feline, who mine to the feeny. I got two patch fools. Gold on my gum line, they got rich, yo. My tongue sticky, throw in the tightrope. Cleaning my grievances, as a heathen. I step like a legion, shout. Never believe in y'all. System, I need it more. And now they went figured over with the finger roll, landed wrong, split my head and start leaking songs in them words. Yeah, them words, they make a nigga live forever. Black with them birds, my heart say lighter than the feather. It's gonna be niggas booming at my funeral. Tell them play Metro booming at my funeral. St. Louis taught me death could be your neighbor. Stay awake, don't take the family for granted. Better days away.
Bless the night again, darkness keep you away. Bless the night and
love you keep you well.
Darkness keep you well. Bless the night and darkness keep.
Yo, yo, that was No Name Shadowbox featuring Saba, who is another artist from Chicago. He's from the West Side in Chicago. Man, we're standing up tonight. Definitely come to out with that group. Love it. I'll drop the name down. I'll drop no names and information down if y'all want to. You can find her on all the handles, all social media. So really excited. If you are joining us for the first time, man, we just did this show. You can come back and play it back. Sacred Summers, what's on your plate? It's been really, really great talking about the food, and we just want to make sure that you are eating and enjoying life. Food, some people eat to live, some people live to eat. I think I'm a combination of both. Lex just dropped some nuggets around what he's doing. Melvin dropped some nuggets earlier, and I just shared a little something. So we want to make sure that you all know we're here for you, and we want you to eat right, enjoy the summer. So what's happening in your hood? This is the time where we want to tell you what's going on, especially with E3 Radio, what we have coming on this week, but also what's going on in our hood. So first, we're going to start with what's happening in Chicago. I know a lot of y'all, Chicago, sometimes Chicago, you always got something fun going on. So if you want a free music, you can join the Broadway United Methodist Church in Chicago. There's going to be an acoustic evening with Melinda Hale. Hope I got that right. And so we want you all to see what's happening over there Wednesday night. That's this coming Wednesday. That's 2 days from today. That means that's the 7/12/17. And it's a free event at the Broadway United Methodist Church. Then on Thursday, the Stoop. This is for all you storytellers out there. So the Stoop is putting on their open mic all night at Rose's Lounge. You can get to the Brown Line if you're in Chicago. We want you all to support that. If you got a story to tell, that's the platform to do it. Rose's Lounge with Lily B. You can find the Stoop on Facebook. You can find out about them, I think, even on Instagram. Follow them, man. Amazing storytellers. Now, for those folks that's in Raleigh, North Carolina, Angie Harvey is bringing Let's Talk University to you. And she's going to start with a retreat starting Friday in Raleigh, North Carolina. So those are what's happening in our hood. If there's other things that's happening in the hood that you want us to know and spread the word about, please let us know. And I know you remember 2 weeks ago we talked to Andre in America in Transition. They're still looking for people to donate so they can continue the work that they're doing and continue to spread the message. So if you are interested in donating, all the links and everything, you can find Andre Fidesz, and you can search him, and I'll make sure that we drop the links down there for you guys too so that you can make a donation if you feel compelled to do so. And finally,
you can also go to AmericaInTransition.org, and there's 2 days left of the Kickstarter fundraising campaign, and it's an all-or-nothing campaign, so they're super close to the 15,000 goal, but they gotta get there in order to get any of the money. So they need your help, y'all.
They
so
need
if you
your
care
help.
About people, if you care about media representation, social justice, trans people, of color, all of that, empowerment, all of it. Throw a fiver down, throw a 10, throw a 50. It'll be put to good use, I promise.
Throw something down, basically. That's what we're saying. Throw something down. Don't let this opportunity get away to give and support. We want to make sure you do it. And Lex, he just ran down all the logistics so you know where to find Andre and American Transition. And then finally, Anderson and the crew, Q Crew, they're going to be here Thursday. We don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening right now, but we want to find out what's happening. We want you to find out what's happening. We want you to be there too. So I want y'all to tune in back here. This channel right here, Facebook Live, Anna Deshawn and the Q Crew, is going to come to you live on Thursday. Make sure you represent. We got some exciting and beautiful things that's happening. We hope that everyone is doing well. We technically got some more time on the clock. Lex, any final thoughts before we say goodnight?
You know, I was just thinking that I just hope y'all are taking advantage of this summer season. I look forward to summer every year simply because of the fresh vegetables growing. I love fresh produce, y'all. And like Melvin was saying, when you grow it yourself, if you have never grown food, or if you have and you're not right now, oh my God, get out there, just get a pot. Even if you live in the city, you can grow some tomatoes on your stoop, on your, you know, in your window, cherry tomatoes, basil, rosemary, any of that. Just get a pot, put some dirt in it, stick a seed, water it, put it in the sun. It's super easy, y'all, and it's so delicious. And you know what's also really awesome about that is that you're taking the power back by growing your own food, being self-sufficient, not depending on these, you know, gas-guzzling global capitalist systems to feed us. You can feed yourselves and each other. We don't need them, right? We can take care of ourselves, and you will be so much healthier and tastier for it. Get those tomatoes.
Get those tomatoes.
It will change your life, I promise.
Hey, we're all a fan of everything that you're saying, bro. You already know. We love it. So it's a beautiful thing to be able to get fresh food in your body. It has so many different benefits. And we want to make sure that everyone is eating good, enjoying the summer. And if you haven't figured out, you know, how to do some urban gardening, because I think that's really what I need to figure out is, you know, how to do the urban garden where I'm at. And I know how to do it. It's about taking the time to invest in doing it so that I can enjoy some of the fruits of my labor. So we want to just say, you know, make sure you guys are staying hydrated, making sure that you're enjoying some of this weather out here. Have an opportunity to grow something. Go to your local farmers market. Support the farmers. Get you some shares. Lex talked about that a couple of weeks ago. So there are ways for you to keep it moving, keep it healthy, and keep it simple and easy and fun. Couple of tips too, you know, sometimes when we're in a bind, if we prep ahead of time, it doesn't seem as crazy. So, you know, taking some time to really think about prepping your meals may be a way to make it intentional that you're eating the things that you want to eat and that you don't have to go with what's out and available in the streets. So, yes, excited about that. We're going to end the show a little early today. We do have our next episode. We're going to be talking about power couples. So we're going to be bringing power couples on and talking to them. So excited about that. Really, really excited about the power couples, man. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
Can I be in the power couple sandwich?
I think you should. I really do think so. I think you should be.
That's my burning question. I want to be in the power couple sandwich. That's all.
You could be in any sandwich you want. No one's gonna have a problem with that. So we only got a few more minutes. We're gonna call this one a wrap, y'all, so I can catch this young train. That's really what's happening over here. But thank you so much for joining that Life Lab tonight. We really, really enjoyed you all being on the show tonight, and you were able to, hopefully you got some nuggets from us. One person posted, G from Chicago, said, roasted squash and sweet potatoes. Yum and good. So you got some more recipes. Remember, you can go to Pinterest and follow those boards. And I think Lex probably has a board, too. You got a food board out there?
I do. Of course I do.
Of course he does. So y'all can follow those food boards. Pinterest is the way to go. And if you ever have recipes and things that you want to share, feel free to write them, text us, follow us, like us, and we would love to hear from you. Until next time, here's one more song as we exit out. This right here is Ariana Grande, Focus.
To do, and that ain't gonna change. Go ahead and talk it up, 'cause I won't take the bait. I'm over here doing what I like. I'm over here working day and night.
there.